You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So here is the list of guys I would say I am most interested in seeing how they fare tomorrow night. Roman Wilson.
Okay.
Broderick Jones. Troy Fautanu. Caleb Johnson. Derek Harmon. Wyatt Black. Jack Sawyer. And that's really it. I mean, I've seen Peyton Wilson enough in the regular season. I'm pretty sure he's a good player. So I'm not really going to have my...
Principal concern with him is stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm not going to circle him every snap he's out there.
I mean, maybe... You know what you'd be watching him for? Is he, like, taking an even bigger leap? Like, I think he's a good player. They pretty clearly think if the guy's healthy, he might be a great player. Would you agree? The way they kind of...
Oh, yeah.
The way they dance around maybe superlatives, but you can tell people are excited. I think they might have a great player on their hands.
Yeah, because he can go sideline to sideline. He's got ridiculous speed for that position. He's bigger
He's the prototype.
He's bigger than Devin Bush. I mean, if he did not have knee problems...
He'd have been a first-round pick, probably.
Even though inside linebackers are devalued, he could have absolutely been a borderline first-round pick from somebody.
I'm going to name fewer players because there's some overlap with me, so I'm going to try to drill it down to, like, I'll say you named, what, seven I see here?
Yep.
I'm going to name three. Four. Sorry, I changed my mind. Jones is one. Fautanu's a close second for me. It's going to probably sound like I don't like Troy Fautanu.
I don't think you really do. I think you're...
Well, quite the opposite. I hate it when I feel like a player... has gotten from everybody else, like including the team in this case, a total rubber stamp. He's good to go. He's ready. And I know you agree with me on part of this, at least. Neither one of us was particularly impressed with him in the time we did see him last year. They felt differently. He's fine. He'll be a starter. He got hurt. I didn't really notice him in the game. He got hurt in the regular season. I just want to see the guy that they drafted, just like the tackle they drafted the year before him, show me something. Like, look good. Look like two bookend first-rounders. So there's one and two. Y.A. Black is number three. Mainly on the grounds of, like, I want to see if they get what I feel like a lot of other teams get in the NFL. And you guys, again, your mileage may vary here. It feels like really good teams will randomly have a rookie that they picked in the fourth or fifth round on either side of the ball. That when you're watching them on national TV... In week six, they go, oh, and they were just, their socks were knocked off by so-and-so, and he has really worked his way quickly into a major role. I feel like the Chiefs have one guy on their defense like this every year.
I mean, Beanie Bishop kind of did that for the Steelers last year until they put Cam Sutton in.
Yeah, and then they thought so little of him that they just replaced him with Cam Sutton. I feel like if I went through good teams, they would have one random mid-ish to late-ish round pick who's a rookie who surprises people, and he seems like
Dan
the best
Moore
candidate
there.
Dan
Moore did that there. As a fourth-round pick. He started from day one.
He was bad in year one. He was.
How about Kevin Dotson?
He was better, but they clearly didn't like him because he apparently was having too much fun and talking too much. The Ian Cole rule. So those are the first three, and then Honestly, I'd probably put Roman Wilson in there, mainly because we know that Calvin Austin is hurt in some way, shape, or form. And my God, that would make, if it was actually something bad, bad, it would make an already thin receiving core even thinner.
Here's Fittipaldo on Wyatt Black and the way he is just dominating in Steelers practice this week.
But the one guy I want to see if it translates from the practice field to a game, he's been awesome out there. The coaches love him, is Y.A. Black. I mean, this guy is looking like he might be a steal for a fifth-round pick. And I know we're only 3 weeks into camp. That's why I'm, you know, saying he's got to do it in the games. But this guy is huge. He bats down passes, and he's been a force in the run game, too. They haven't been afraid to put him out there with the ones. He's done really well with the ones, too. So those are just a couple of names. I'm sure there's going to be more, but I think Black is the most intriguing guy to watch in this preseason.
The most intriguing guy to watch. My honorable mentions, who I forgot to include, would be Darnell Washington, because Kabali's writing things like he's a different-looking guy, not just because he's bigger than offensive tackles like Broderick Jones, but he's catching the ball better, and they seem to be trying to include him into things, integrate him into things as more than just a blocker. And Donnie is on this bandwagon. Rock Taylor, the undrafted free agent wide receiver from Memphis. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking here with Rock Taylor? Because you tweeted something out like, my moles are telling me that Taylor might be a hidden gem.
Well, it's not a mole, just one of my buddies who's not even in radio.
Oh.
That might make him a more reliable narrator.
You just had a random buddy go to practice and tell you.
No, he didn't go to practice. Oh. He just likes Rock Taylor.
Is he a ball knower?
I feel like I put it pretty simply in my tweet. One of my buddies loves Rock Taylor.
I know, but
is your buddy a ball knower, Donnie?
That's what I mean. I thought the buddy was like a connected guy. I thought you said
you can
that,
be a ball knower without being connected.
He was a former quarterback, and he coached briefly out of college before he got a big boy job.
What is he basing that on? His love for Rock Taylor?
I don't know. He just likes him.
But where would he? Did he see him play in college?
I doubt it.
Watch the combine and see him? Did he see the Senior Bowl? Like, I'm wondering where he.
I'm pretty sure he just looked at that depth chart and said, "I like Rock Taylor," and he's going to ball out in the preseason.
And you said, "I'm going to take this information from my friend and tweet it out and see
how
what
good
people
would he
say
have
about
to be
it.
To supplant." John Wehner is the most popular rock in Pittsburgh.
Well, the Steelers are more popular than the Pirates.
That's pretty easy to
say. And John has that indelible moment of hitting the last home run at Three Rivers.
He's a Pittsburgh guy who also has transitioned as a broadcaster into a very good one.
I feel like Wehner is just one of the true positives you can always take out of the Pirates.
I know.
And he's an authentic
Pittsburgh
guy.
And you at least have John Wehner.
I think Rock Taylor would have to win like Super Bowl MVP or something like that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That.
Wow.
Right? I mean, if he was just a contributor to playoff teams, that doesn't top Wehner because of what Donnie just said. Wehner is a legacy here.
If Rock Taylor becomes popular and is good, The one thing we have to have is his official song needs to be Donny Iris's Love is Like a Rock.
Why not If You Smell What the Rock is Cooking? And
well, the guys already used that for Wayner in the morning, don't they?
So he can't, he'd be infringing on Wayner's rock status?
Listen, the bottom line is Donny Iris wrote some poetry here. Love can rock you. Never stop you. Ah, 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 ah. Love is like a rock, Don. Like a rock, Taylor.
I mean, if he scores two touchdowns tomorrow, Pomp can go with that one, and he can do the rock line.
Donnie, who is the guy for you tomorrow night?
Caleb Johnson. I mean, he's been the darling ever since they started off-season workouts. Like, he was the football in shorts darling right away.
Man, he's another one of these guys who's not shy about giving his opinion on things, huh? Obviously, Juan Thornhill takes the cake as the dude who says a lot without doing very much so far because he hasn't played a game here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnson, somebody was interviewing him while he was going through an autograph line or something, and they were asking him about what his season aspirations were. And someone shouted out, how about 1,000 yards? And he said, way too low.
You know, I'm weirdly not that interested to see him. I just feel like that's such an easily... That's like such a, not an easy position to evaluate, but I feel like you can watch very quickly and know, does he have it or does he not have it? And everyone seems to be bullish on him because it seems like the vision's better than Harris's was, and maybe the breakaway speed looks better. I just feel like I already know most of what I'm going to see from him.
How about Harris's
lack of curiosity
eye,
factor?
How about Najee's eye is still like sealed shut, they said.
So that story, I'll tell you.
That doesn't sound like a superficial eye injury. A superficial eye injury
is, like a
is
cut
this,
near it.
Or is yes, this bruise you, yes. I have under my eye that I'm disguising with mascara
no,
or
it's
whatever
not,
it's concealer.
Called. You're
concealer.
Not, yes, you're not putting like eyelashes
That's
on.
A superficial eye injury.
I will concede this much, and I hope for Najee's sake it ends up that it is something that is supposed to be sealed for right now, and he's eventually going to get back and be healthy and play football. No, yeah. No ill will
but
there.
Here comes something very critical.
No, not critical. It's just like kind of like cynical or concerned. When you hear that it's a firework-related injury involving the eye, it just does. It's very hard for it to pass the smell test.
I think Chris is right
that it's a superficial injury, man.
I think you're right, man.
Anything that involves fireworks and you're like that would be like saying Jason Pierre-Paul had a fireworks mishap and it was. Involves superficial injuries to his fingers. I wouldn't have believed that either.
Tomlin seems to like Caleb Johnson.
I love his general demeanor regarding the get better. He's a work in progress like a lot of young runners in terms of blitz pickup. Not only recognition on the NFL level, but technically, you know, the posture that's required and how to create power and so forth. But he's been really impressive in that he's a young man that doesn't run away from things. He runs two things and so he's getting better in all areas.
All right, so he is one of the guys to watch, and he's going to be Donnie's guy to watch tomorrow night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.